what were some of the influences that got him out there? Because certainly our society, so much of us is being led indoors and into a place of disconnection. Who are his heroes that inspired him in that direction?
We talked a little bit in our last interview about how Jim was such a reader as a young man. And one of the books he read when he was very young was Silent Spring by Rachel Carson. She was passionately dedicated to protecting, I'm going to say, human health and the environment. She was a biologist who worked with a federal agency and started to see more and more evidence about pesticides and the impact that pesticides had on human health. She was very forthright in her writing, probably went against what the agency was comfortable with. Her writing reflects the power of nature. It motivates people. It brings people to a place of comfort in their life, and that the natural world can cure us and sustain us. And that was something that Jim really related to with the book Silent Spring. There was a song that Jim wrote thinking about many of his wilderness heroes. He called them his earth heroes. This song he actually wrote to include in a compilation of music that was put together to honor Rachel Carson with the nonprofit called Musicians United to Sustain the Environment and the Rachel Carson Council. And this song is called Song for Rachel.
I grew up in love with the forest and the wild things. When I was just a lad of 12, I read a book called Silent Spring. Even through the eyes of a child, that wisdom, it rang true. We're all part of this web of life, that's what it all comes down to. I'm singing this song for Rachel and for the others of my tribe. I'm singing it for the children and this old earth on which we ride. There won't be no silent spring, and there will come a better day if we keep singing this song for Rachel and remember what she had to say.